Francis from Cora. Welcome to WOM Adelaide 2008 Live.
Thank you.
If I had to describe it to somebody, what would I tell them about Cora?
It's a mix and match of all the music that we grew up and played when we were younger. Hard to explain it. The only way I can explain it is if you see the show and you see it live, then there is, we're still trying to find that as well within ourselves, what the sound is.
You can expect exploration and things like
that. Yeah, yeah. Well, there's no rules in whatever we play. There's kind of a mixture of styles and stuff that we play as well. But
four brothers growing up, Dad was a musician. What did he play?
Dad played everything pretty much, and I think his dream was to have a family band, so he taught all four boys how to play music, kind of like Jackson 5 styles. And yeah, it's the same blooming aggressive hurry up and do this kind of style as well. So yeah, so that's how we started playing music. We were forced into it, and I'm really happy that we were.
What were you listening to? What styles of music as you grew up?
Oh man, from heavy metal, from Iron Maiden all the way to Spyro Gyra, Motown, James Brown, Stevie Wonder, everything, country music. Dad, when he taught us how to play music, he didn't want us to be limited by playing just one style of music, so he taught us how to play everything. Okay. And in order to get work in New Zealand, you had to play everything, especially in covers bands and stuff, so that's why. That explains why Cora sounds the way it does, I think, in a lot of ways.
Is there anything that is distinctively from Aotearoa? Is there anything particularly Māori about
the
music?
I think, if anything, the harmonies and stuff, like if you're thinking about Kapahaka and stuff like that, but there's a definite spirit on the stage as a live performer, similar as Kapahaka, but nothing like Kapahaka. but a really strong harmony and stuff within the band, and if not through vocal, then through instrument.
Okay, what instruments?
There's bass, synthesizers, keyboards, sampling machine, MPC, drums, and guitars and vocals.
And all of you sing?
Yes, yeah.
All
except
five?
Except for Dan. Except for our old man out.
And he's with you here?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he on stage there with you?
Yes, yeah, yeah. There's four brothers and Dan
okay,
McGrew.
Good, yeah. Okay. You went off to England last year. What was that for, and how was that going?
That was awesome. We went over to do a festival called The Endeavour, and we played in Camden Palace, which is the Cocoa Club, and in Edinburgh, and we just went over there to do that festival, which was really cool.
And I believe that it's either you or your brothers were looking through the bins of some old record stores.
Oh, there, yeah, like yeah, it was me. Yeah, we went hunting out at Soho, and
what were you looking for?
Oh, I was looking for old soul funk, man, and a lot of Impulse records and stuff like that, but I managed to find some real gems, man, over there, eh? I've got everything over there.
If you're hunting for a sound, how do you know when you've got it?
We've been playing for a really long time together as a family, so we know what sounds good to us. And it's just like anything creative. The creative process is like there's 100 things that don't work and we throw them away, but there's a couple of gems within those 100 things that we kind of piece together, and it's like putting together a puzzle, and that's how we make our sound. It's like a mix and match. But all the boys are into different things as well. Mm. Like, and they're specifically into different things. So when we come together as a band and create, you've got all these influences and you kind of chuck in a mixed pot of music mash and stuff, and that's the sound.
Which is Aotearoa, and it's Australia.
Yeah, yeah. Well, pretty much.
But that's, I noticed, good. Your brother's also there pumping fists to Tarafta Haiduks on the
that's
stage,
right, man.
There.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
I guess when you're 50 years old and you're still up there sort of pounding it away, we'll know that you've still got it there.
Yeah, that's right, man. Those dudes are so cool. Just got to meet them and say, hey, man, I'm coming to see your show, because I can speak English and we're kind of doing sign language and communicating that way. So it was beautiful, man, to be able to communicate with musicians from the other side of the world with your hands.
That's what WOM Adelaide is all about. Francis from Cora, thank you so much for being with us on WOM Adelaide 2008 Live.
Thanks for having me, man. Cheers.